a Fox News alert tallying the votes. I'm Lisa Lucera. Polls now closed in Florida, where Republicans are voting for senator and governor.
In Florida, both Republican Governor Ron DeSantis and Senator Marco Rubio are running unopposed. The most competitive, high-profile race is the Democratic primary to take on DeSantis. Former governor and current Congressman Charlie Crist is taking on Secretary of Agriculture Nikki Fried, who certainly has momentum and has tightened this race in the past few weeks. Both are advertising heavily, attacking DeSantis as well as each other.
Fox's Phil Keating in South Florida. Also in Florida, voters will pick candidates for an increased number of House seats. The state gained one seat after the 2020 census. Polls in New York open for another 2 hours. Congressional primaries there include a race between Democratic committee chairs Carolyn Maloney and Jerry Nadler. A federal jury convicts two men of conspiring to kidnap Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer in 2020.
Adam Fox and Barry Croft Jr. are found guilty in federal court in Grand Rapids of conspiring to kidnap Michigan's governor and explosives charges after prosecutors in a retrial painted the men as anti-government extremists whose views justified violence.
Today's verdict is a clear example that they were wrong in that assessment.
FBI Assistant Special Agent David Porter, Fox and Croft's attorneys, may appeal. They've long said the case was built by FBI entrapment.
Fox's Jeff Manasseh, the men face up to life in prison when they're sentenced. Former Louisville Police Detective Kelly Goodlett has pled guilty to a conspiracy charge in connection with the death of Breonna Taylor by police in March 2020. Federal investigators say Goodlett added a false line to the warrant and conspired with another detective to create a cover story. America's listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
A whistleblower claims Twitter misled the government about its cybersecurity defenses and problems with fake accounts.
Peter Zatko, a former head of security at Twitter, made claims through whistleblower complaints with several government agencies that his former employer broke the terms of a Federal Trade Commission settlement by falsely claiming its security plan was strong and alleges it was misleading with its handling of spam and fake accounts, according to The Washington Post and CNN. Twitter says Zatko was fired for ineffective leadership and called his accusations a false narrative with inconsistencies and inaccuracies. Senate Judiciary Committee Chairman Dick Durbin of Illinois says this may show dangerous data privacy and security risks for users if true. In Washington, Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
The online review site Yelp says it's rolling out new features that it says will protect users seeking abortions from being misled about anti-abortion pregnancy centers listed on its site. Yelp now says it will place a consumer notice on the listings, informing users that the centers typically provide limited medical services and may not have licensed medical professionals on site. More than 70 years later, a U.S. soldier killed during the Korean War will finally be laid to rest.
Private Felix Yanez died on July 16, 1950. Army officials say the 19-year-old from Arizona was killed while fighting the North Korean People's Army along a river in South Korea. His body couldn't be recovered at the time. Remains found a year later that couldn't be identified were buried in a United Nations cemetery in the country. His remains and hundreds of others were later sent to be buried in Hawaii. In 2019, the Defense Department sent some of them to a lab, and last month, Yanez's remains were finally identified through dental and DNA analysis. He'll be buried in Tucson next month.
Fox's Shayna Estulin. I'm Lisa Lucera. This is Fox News.
This is Jimmy Failla, inviting you to join me for Fox Across America, where we'll discuss every single one of the Democrats' dumb ideas. Just kidding. It's only a 3-hour show. Listen live at noon Eastern or get the podcast at foxacrossamerica.com.